Well, I'm here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue on a bright and sunny Sunday morning here at Tribune Tower. And joining me on the phone on this Father's Day is one of the best fathers that I know, Brian Bernadone. Brian is the Senior Director of Government Affairs and Public Policy for the Chicago Association of Realtors. Brian, thank you so much for joining me.
Rick, that's kind, and I'm thankful that he put me on a little later so I could watch all of Svengoolie last night.
Okay, now you got your Svengoolie remark in. Actually, what was the movie he was showing?
We had The Leech Woman last night, and I think if you think about things that leech onto you, I think the issue of property tax is one of those things that leeches onto me every time the bills come out.
Yeah, so it was a perfect way to prep for the morning show, leeches and property taxes. Well, I mean, truly, you're one of the guys that I think knows property taxes better than some of the property tax authorities that levy these things. And we had Cook County Clerk David Orr releasing the numbers last week for what people can expect coming up on their property tax bills. And as expected, Chicagoans are going to take a big hit in their property taxes, 12.8% increase in the average tax bill. But there again, it's all about proportion, isn't it?
Well, it's about proportion. You know, property taxes are a matter of public policy until the bills come out. And then it's a math problem. And to solve it, you really have to show the work. Did you vote? Did you attend governmental meetings? And most importantly, did you appeal? If you take a close look at what Clerk Orr put out, you know, you have to give Tony Preckwinkle some high points in the Cook County Board. They actually held the line on what's going on. But the news gets precipitously worse when you start taking a look down line on suburban ballots and clearly what's happening in Chicago. The concerns are significant in many regards, because when you think about what's going to happen with property taxes right now, higher taxes are a drain on economic development. Both Mayor Emanuel and President Preckwinkle have really tried to put economic development as a high priority. But in reality, the higher property taxes are a drain. They force businesses out, or they force them to raise prices. It definitely raises rents. You know, I think in a time where we talk about housing affordability and in representing the 14,000 realtors we have in Chicago, you know, rents are an issue. It has a significant direct impact on those. But it also impacts escrows. And, you know, those who own condos are going to get a significant surprise when their banks call in asking for escrow increases, not only now, but what we believe to be a significant series of property tax increases over the next coming tax bills. I think your previous caller, boy, if you weren't depressed after listening to him, you're definitely going to get depressed hearing it from me that property taxes are going to continue to rise until the state gets its fiscal house in order, until the city of Chicago starts identifying some other ways to handle some of these complex issues they're dealing with. But if you're a homeowner or a small business owner, this is not a public policy issue anymore. This is a math question. You either have enough money or you're going to have to find the revenues to pay for it.
Well, and we talk about the impact on Chicago of, you know, what its financial problems are. But we're going to be seeing increases in property tax bills throughout the county.
There's no doubt. You know, I think one of the things that typically happens when these headlines come out is everyone seems to focus on the city of Chicago, but the suburban areas are going through their own reassessment right now. And, you know, Assessor Barrios has done his job. He's captured the market. That's what he's there to do. But we at the Chicago Association of Realtors have been really trying to focus less on the public policy aspect of it, but more on what the individual taxpayer's responsibility is to get their property values down, to lower their assessments. If you aren't taking those steps, if you aren't working with your township assessors, you're going to find that your assessment's going to be higher than your neighbor's, and as a direct result, you're going to pay higher taxes. So there's a real civic burden in this thing, and you know, I think we've been real focused on trying to educate folks, whether it's through community organizations, economic development groups across the city, but actually across the region as well, talking about the importance of appealing your taxes. And people who did follow our advice early on are hopefully seeing that the burden isn't hitting them. But those who haven't have to pray for hope from either Springfield or the mayor's office that some kind of rebates can take place. We don't like the idea of rebates. We think that it's just kicking the can down the road, but that they're going to feel that punch, and the punch is going to be solid. So we, again, encourage taxpayers within the Cook County listening area to really start taking a look at their tax bill, take a look at their assessment, and get involved in the process of knowing how to work with the township assessor, how to appeal their taxes, how to, if they need to go to the Board of Review to get the relief that they need. Because if you don't take those basic steps, the cost of government imposed on your house will continue to rise proportionally.
We're speaking with Brian Bernadone, Senior Director of Government Affairs and Public Policy for the Chicago Association of Realtors. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson. Happy Father's Day again to everybody. And we're speaking to my good friend, Brian Bernadone. And Brian is the senior... What's your title, Brian, over there? Senior Policy Director of Government Affairs, Public Policy, Chicago Association of Realtors.
Yeah, and inveterate
Sven Gulli fan.
Lobbyist and chief bottle washer.
There you go. So, you know, and you touched on some very important things before the break about, you know, if you're a homeowner, a property owner, you need to get involved. You need to, you know, go to village board meetings. You need to attend these government meetings, school board meetings. And when you look at, you know, out in the south suburbs, and you touched on this in kind of a Facebook note, you've got Bridgeview is seeing a 10.33% increase. McCook property taxes up 27%. Summit up 11.5%. Willow Springs up 7.5%. I mean, those are sizable increases on an already big property tax bill in suburban Cook.
Yeah, these are working class neighborhoods. These are our neighborhoods that have long suffered from, in communities that have suffered from real economic development issues. We're bedroom communities that were really zoned for houses, but not industrial and commercial, with a few exceptions. They're really feeling the brunt of it. And I've often been amused when I hear, you know, so much of the attention going towards the presidential campaigns and the excitement. I get all that. But the people who are really fleecing you are your local electeds in many cases, who are doing things without a lot of knowledge, a lot of expertise, and a lot of understanding of how intertwined a bond sale is to the property tax rate. They look at it as a credit card in some cases, and the problem is someone's got to pay that bill, and it's going to be their next door neighbor, or it's going to be that small business. I've often said that the price of a hot dog matters in Chicago, and it's not because I love hot dogs, even though it's ubiquitous to Chicago. It's the fact that it's a street food, and when property taxes go up, or when you start imposing, for example, sick days or minimum wage increases, all of those go into the final price that the consumer pays, and when the price of a hot dog gets too high, when the elasticity goes away and businesses close, you've got a problem in suburban Cook just like you do in Chicago at that level. Chicago, I grew up in, and I'm not that old, I'm 48 years old, was vibrant with lots of smaller mom-and-pop type businesses that essentially are getting forced out because of regulations. But really, when it comes down to it, the property tax issue. Land values are, you know, the green sheets that get filed are what go into the assessor's algorithm that creates the assessment. I mean, that's kind of black and white. But when you start layering all the bond issues, all the different regulations, and it all starts turning into a tax rate, which the clerk puts out, that's where rubber hits the road. And I think we need to start looking at some fundamental changes about our absolute demands on property taxes over reliance to pay for government. But until that solution is put into place, you really need to have a public engagement, at least at the bare minimum level, on their own property. And that's why we continue to advocate appealing your property taxes. You can get that assessment down, at least your exposure will not be as high as other folks.
Now, you had mentioned that the realtors in 2009 had done a program with the Board of Review. Is that something that's being considered again?
Yeah, we've had some conversations with a number of different folks. I can tell you that our realtors are very excited about being involved in that opportunity. Back in 2009, what we did along with the City of Chicago, Meyer Blank, and the mayor's office was something really unprecedented. The Board of Review had never opened their books once they close it. For those who are new to the issues of property tax, once the Board of Review closes their books, that pretty much sets up what the assessment base is, which then allows local governments to apply their rate, and then the rates get finalized and get published. The Board of Review did something very unprecedented in 2009 when they opened up their books in direct relation to really what was going on with the whole mortgage fraud issue and the foreclosure issue. They opened up the books to allow for folks to to go through a reappeal of their assessment process. And because of the advocacy that the Realtor Association put forth, we were able to save some 30,000 folks their homes. I know that the Real Property Alliance, which is part of the Illinois Association of Realtors, and others are very much interested in us taking that program and doing it more often. I'm hoping that we'll be able to engage in doing that now. Lowering assessments is probably the most uniform thing that we can do, and uniformity is extraordinarily important in property taxes. By allowing everyone to appeal their assessment, it's a uniform process, and it's also a process, frankly, that doesn't matter on income. It just allows everyone to go through a process. So we're excited to do it. We're very happy about the achievements that we did about saving some 30,000 folks their home. The plan worked. We think we can do it again, and we're hoping and encourage that government may be listening to something like that.
Well, and, you know, we hear at the state level the push for a property tax freeze. And, you know, it sounds like, oh, well, of course, we should do that. But things are much more complicated. And as you point out, you know, you have the whole issue of the state, its lack of a budget, and we have the controversy about the schools. And let's face it, a lot of the property tax bill is schools.
Well, your schools, I've always been focused on schools. Whether it's the Chicago Public School and their problems, but also your local school districts. Take a look at what superintendents are making. I think Illinois Policy puts out some amazing reports that talk about what superintendents are making. We don't have to look too far in the Chicagoland area to see what happens when you see those kind of things abused. Lincoln Way North is a great example. My oldest daughter just graduated from there, and she's the last graduating class in part because of the rampant spending that allegedly was going on in those areas. But you don't have to often look to other school districts. You can look to your own school district and take a look at what's going on. In my own school district, our superintendent's in the top 20 in pay. And when you start taking a look at those numbers and how they relate to areas of the city areas of the region where you've got working class homeowners that have to pay for these salaries, but also those pensions that go along with it, you should be involved. You should be concerned. But it really starts with your own property. The Cook County Assessor has a wonderful website that will allow you to find comps on it and take a look at what the valuations look like. And if you're sitting high, that's a great signal for you to appeal. And you don't need a tax professional at that level. You can appeal your own property taxes. When you go to the Board of Review, you need an attorney. But up until through that process, it's really your responsibility. If you're upset about taxes, take a look at your own house first. And then if you're still not happy, get out of your house and go to a school board meeting. And most importantly, get out and vote out the people that are raising your taxes, because until they're told otherwise, they're going to continue to do so, regardless of a property tax freeze or not.
You know, I'm getting this vision of something that would be out of one of those movies that Svengoolie shows, of everybody with the pitchforks and the But you're absolutely right. Get out, get involved, and vote. Brian Bernadone, Senior Director of Government Affairs and Public Policy for the Chicago Association of Realtors, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Sunday Spin.
Hey, Rick, you're a great father yourself. Next time, I look forward to doing it in the studio. There's no better view than from Tribune Tower for this show.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with more right after this.